This is Morning Edition on GPB. I'm Joshua Stewart. Some career experts say a personal website chronicling your work is better and more dynamic than a resume nowadays. Our working guy, Brandon Smith, is back this morning to talk about ditching the resume in favor of a personal website. Hi, Brandon.
I think this might be crazy talk.
Well, so let's get into that. I knew coming in that you're going to tell me not to completely abandon my resume, right?
Yes.
But do I need a personal website too?
You've got to have your resume. We know that. Any job's going to require a resume. But what has become just as important as resumes is LinkedIn. You have to have a LinkedIn profile. It's no longer optional. It's now mandatory.
Now, that's different from having a personal website that you've built, though.
That's exactly right. And I'm adding in LinkedIn because now we have two things going on. The personal website doesn't replace LinkedIn. Now it augments the resume and LinkedIn. So that adds a third thing. So we have to ask ourselves and have conversation about, do we really need this third thing? What professions would require that third thing? And what value is that extra effort and that third thing really going to give me?
It sounds like your argument is, don't worry so much about the personal website. Worry about making sure that your LinkedIn profile is dynamic.
Yes. So in order of priority, you have to have a clear resume. It's got to be good. You're going to be judged and evaluated on that. Second priority, now coming quickly behind it, closing the gap, is LinkedIn. Third would be optional, and that is our website. But there is some value in certain circumstances.
What circumstances is that valuable? Is it about the job that you're applying for?
Primarily, yes. So anything in the creative space. Okay, so a marketing job, an advertising job, or a social media job. Great for having a personal website. Or any other job where you can show what you did versus tell about what you did. Because essentially it's an online portfolio.
Does that need to be a really unique and a original expression? Or can you use these services that are sort of website in a box that you can put your own site together and get it up?
If your goal is to get a job with somebody else, website in a box is perfectly fine. In fact, you don't want it to look too good. If it looks too good, it runs the risk of looking like you have your own business and you're very entrepreneurial. And then I don't want to hire you because you may one day leave and go back to your own business. So you don't want to look too good. Now, the only other place where this might come in handy and helpful, let's say you're a job seeker. You've got a 5 in front of your age. And so you're in that tough space where it's difficult to get a job. And you've essentially put on kind of the consulting shingle, so you've been out kind of doing work. You might want to do a personal website just to show a little bit more about what you've done, to go a little bit deeper into what your expertise is. That may be a lot of value. And it shows you a little more relevant, a little more hip, a little more current, which can be helpful because one of the unfair discriminations against our friends with a 5 in front of their age is that they're not as relevant, they're not as current.
Brandon Smith does have a website, and we link to it on his Working and Career blog at gpb.org. Thanks for coming by, Brandon.
My pleasure.
Brandon is a career coach and workplace consultant, and he's our go-to expert on career and work issues.